Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Rowan University head football coach Jay Accorsi. His squad picked up a big win over the weekend, beating then number 8 Wesley College 28-27 on homecoming in a really gutsy effort. Profs now 5-2 on the season. And first of all, coach, congratulations. That's a really big win over a big-time program, and you had to be really happy with the way the kids answered the bell.
Yes, they did a really great job. They worked hard all week and, really put a lot of good things together. And in our conference, every week is a tough team. So this week will be no different, and the previous week was no different. But certainly we rose to the challenge against a really good football team.
And we talked a little bit about this before the interview. Your group has found a way. If the game is close, they've found a way to make plays. How much did that help them? The success they've had in tight games this season helped them on Saturday.
I think that was critical because I think most of Wesley's wins have been by quite a few points. And, you know, the close game they were in was their one loss to Frostburg, who's nationally ranked as well. So, you know, we felt if we could make it a game and get it into the third or fourth quarter and kind of press them, we'd have a great chance maybe to pull it out at the end, which is what we did.
What were the keys in this one? What were you able to do? I know you were able to run the ball effectively with John Mannion, but besides that, what were some of the keys that allowed you to grab this one?
Well, I think we had to control the football, which is certainly what we did. I think time of possession, you know, we were somewhere around 10 or 12 minutes, you know, on the plus side as opposed to them. We obviously ran the ball really well when we needed to in a lot of different spots. We converted a lot of third downs, and we kind of held them in check on third down. And then we knew we needed to kind of eliminate and not give up big plays. They're a big strike offensive team, and they did hurt us a couple of times. But for the most part, I think we kept everything in front of ourselves defensively. And then we needed a couple plays on special teams, which is what we did. We ran a fake punt that got us down in position to get great field position, and then eventually the next possession get a score. And you know, we needed to take some chances, and we did. And I think the players and coaches really responded.
You've had a ton of success at Rowan, but what does this win over a program like Wesley at this point in the season this year, what does it mean for the program?
You know, I think it's a big win for us, obviously. We've had great success here. Even before I got here, when I first got here as an assistant, the program's had great success with the previous coaches, John Bunning, Casey Keeler. We've struggled the last year or so a little bit, but again, I think that's a result of the teams in our conference and how good our conference is. You know, last week we had three teams ranked in the AFCA top 25, which I don't think most conferences have. But it was obviously a great win for us and to get back on track and play well. We didn't play well at home the previous home game against Christopher Newport, and I think the coaches and players were really disappointed, and we really wanted to show what we were about. And again, I couldn't be more proud. The coaches did a fantastic job of putting the players in great position, and then the players obviously made great plays and believed in one another and each other, and obviously a huge win for us. But it doesn't get any easier with undefeated Salisbury coming in this weekend. But again, that's just our conference. We just got to go week by week, day by day, practice by practice. And I think this group is doing a great job of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.